Andrew Balding joins us. He's at Werribee. He's arrived this morning to see Side Glance and his other horse as well, Our Lord Percy. Andrew, good morning.
Morning, Andrew.
Mate, and I will warn to our listeners, this is bouncing to England and then back, so there is a slight delay. We're just talking to Peter Snowden, who recently won a Group 1, and as a part of it, they've started a tradition at Randwick where they're bringing prawns in celebration for everyone to enjoy. Is there such a thing back in the UK?
Not really. You probably wouldn't want to eat the prawns in the UK, to be honest.
Is there anything else? No, it sounds like you don't. But if you can win a Group 1 here, we expect something at Werribee.
We'll celebrate hard if we can manage to do it.
Andrew, you've, as I said to you, our listeners, you've flown in this morning and you've seen Side Glance. Your wife was here for its first up run in the Caulfield Stakes. It sounds like this horse is just a happy horse.
Yeah, he is. He's done a lot of travelling, so he's really seasoned to it now. I mean, he's been to Dubai a couple of times. This is obviously his second time to Australia. He's been to America 3 times, Hong Kong, Singapore. You know, he's really got his air miles. So he seems to thrive on the travelling, and it's nice this year, having had a run previous to prior to the Cox Plate, which we didn't have the benefit of last year. And obviously, he stepped up last year on his second run and won the McKinnon. So I just hope we can find the same improvement this year from his first to his second run.
Well, his Caulfield Stakes run was enormous. And talking to your wife the day prior to the race, I mean, they were all happy there. You led and fought on so bravely.
Yeah, he did. He's got a little bit more dour as he's got older. You know, he used to be sort of travel very strongly and not find as much as he does nowadays. I think he's really seeing out the distance a lot better now. And that's got to stand us in good stead, I hope, in what's going to be a strongly run race on Saturday.
It certainly will be, but having had that experience around Moonee Valley, it will help him, you'd feel.
Yeah, I'd certainly hope so. And last year we drew Barrier, the inside stall, and he was a little bit free early on. Was, as we said, with the cleaner in the race, it looks like they're going to go an honest gallop this time. Settling shouldn't be a problem, and hopefully we can just find a nice slot in the first 4 or 5 and get a toe into the race, which will help him.
Andrew, initially after the Caulfield Stakes, I think the team was sort of thinking, let's go straight to the McKinnon. What brought about the change?
Shafard was very keen. He loves the Cox Plate as a race. He's always been keen to try and target it. We thought it would be too strong a race for him. But I mean, obviously, with the developments after the Caulfield Stakes, we thought we could go there and we got a chance of finishing in the first 4. So he was very keen to go to Moonee Valley rather than wait for the McKinnon.
The big thing with this horse is you mentioned there he's become a bit dour, but he bloody fights on, doesn't he, Andrew?
Yeah, he's tough. I mean, I don't know whether you got to see his third in the Arlington Million. I mean, he was taken on early, you know, probably early on the home turn, and he really fought hard all the way up the straight. I mean, he might just probably lack the fifth gear of a really top horse, but he gives everything, and he's got a big heart, and he's a very good performer at this level. He's been Group 1 placed on numerous occasions now, so he's. You know, you should be in the mix, whatever happens on Saturday.
And the other one that I needed to get an update on was the OTI horse, Lord Van Percy. It's number 39 in the order of entry. We've probably got 4 out this morning. Horses like Dandino, Kiramosa, Satoria, Sangster, and probably Patrick Payne's horse, Zanbar, that ran yesterday, won't have any thought of going to the Melbourne Cup. So you've probably improved to 34 or somewhere, but he needs a win.
Yeah, we're still just short, unfortunately, because I think he's got what it takes to run a big race. I mean, he's well in at the weights, I would say, on his European form. I thought he ran a really nice race at Caulfield. He's in great form. He's thrived for coming over here. But it looks at the moment that we're going to have to run in the Lexus and hope to win there to get in on Cup Day. But, you know, it's not ideal, really, for a European horse to do that. But having said that, if any horse could do it, he's got... He's sort of a, you know, he's had a lot of racing and he's a hardy horse, and if we could pull it off with any horse, I think he could back up better than most.
Okay, so I mean, as you say, he's beautifully weighted. If he can snare a spot at 52.5 at this stage.
Yeah, and his Ebor run was very solid, and which I've been itching to try him at 2 miles, but the options we had in Europe to run him over 2 miles were probably in smaller fields, which wouldn't necessarily suit him. He seems to be ideally suited by a big field and a strong, you know, a strong gallop and a race like the Melbourne Cup. And obviously he goes on any effective on any ground, which is a help as well.
Well, we'll cross the fingers on that. Obviously goes to the Lexus on Derby Day at Flemington. Andrew, good luck. I hope the horse runs right up to his best and he can be in that finish of the Cox Plate. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Andrew.